Welcome back to our program. To start off today, some big box stores in Michigan are appealing their property taxes in an unusual way, and the results are taking a big chunk out of small governments' budgets. It's a complicated but interesting story, and joining us now to make some sense of it is Bridge Magazine reporter Chastity Pratt-Dawsey. She recently wrote a piece for the magazine about what's being called the dark store strategy. Chastity, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First of all, help us understand here the underlying premise of these property tax appeals. What are the so-called big box stores asking for here?
Well, essentially they're saying, look, yeah, I may have built this big, new, pretty building, whether it's a Menards or a Lowe's or a Home Depot, but they're saying it's not what it looks like. It's not, you know, the $10 million facility, and it shouldn't be taxed that way. Essentially, it should be taxed like comparable buildings, and they look at closed or vacant buildings and say, look, that one's kind of like ours. You should tax us like that one, even though it's empty. And they also argue that when they're done with their buildings, they're not really good for anything else. They're obsolete, so they should be taxed as if they're obsolete, taxed as if they're comparable to vacant big box stores. And they're taking these appeals to the Michigan Tax Tribunal, and they're winning these appeals. And you've seen Lowe's, Menards, Home Depot, and in parts of the state get their tax bills cut by 50% in some cases.
Yeah. Why do they say that a store that's open and conducting business should be taxed the same as a store that's vacant, though? What's at the heart exactly of the dark store argument?
Well, they're saying that, first off, we've seen an increase in these sort of appeals since the recession. They're saying, look, the recession is pushing down values. Of course, it did that to everyone, right? And we're seeing a lot of big box stores go empty. And remember, in Michigan, you assess buildings three different ways, the county and city assessors do. They look at the cost to build, they look at comparable facilities, and they look at income. And they kind of use those different approaches to come up with a fair market value, and therefore they come up with how to tax you. Well, they're saying, these big box stores are saying, okay, we might be open, but the only real comparable facilities to ours are vacant ones, and you should tax us the same as those because they're comparable to ours. So they're picking vacant stores as the comps that they want the assessors to use when assessing them. And it's kind of an oversimplification, but that's what they're doing.
But they're disregarding the income aspect, and they're disregarding the cost to build?
Right. That's okay. What, in their appeals, that's what they are wanting the assessors to do. Mm. And, this whole idea of using income of a facility to come up with its taxable value is really controversial. And, the business people are saying, look, this is a property tax, not a profit tax. You know, I shouldn't be taxed more because I'm successful. So that argument becomes really complex and convoluted. But with the dark stores, really the argument comes down to, look, we want to be taxed if our stores are dark, even though they're open.
So the tax bite to the stores is lowered, sometimes by the hundreds of thousands of dollars, I understand, and sometimes in small communities. It's less revenue for communities like Marquette and Escanaba. How much impact are these tax cuts having in those communities?
It's a case-by-case thing. It's hard to tell overall across the state, but when you look at the cases that are in the docket for the Michigan Tax Tribunal, you'll see, a place like Escanaba, I used in my story that ran in Bridge Magazine. Escanaba lost a tax appeal to Menards, or Menards won their tax appeal. Now, Escanaba's still fighting in court to try and reverse it, but they had to pay a refund to Menards, $121,000. Now, if you're in a place like Kent County or Oakland County or Ingham County, $121,000 might not be a lot. But in a city like Escanaba, I looked at their budget and I said, whoa, $121,000, that's going to buy next year's major street repairs. So, you know, the smaller the local unit of government, the harder the impact when you have to pay a refund. And then not only pay a refund, but think about it this way. When these stores win their tax appeals, they get their taxes cut. That means less revenue for the city, township, county, and into the future. So it's a tax cut, it's a revenue cut for the local unit of government.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Chastity Pratt Dawsey of Bridge Magazine about property tax appeals by big box stores that are decimating local government budgets in some cases and the reaction from Michigan lawmakers. I want to be absolutely clear here, though, Chastity. Are the opponents of these dark store assessments, are they simply saying that the assessments need to become more conventional again, that the assessments have to take more into account than just the dark store comps, that they should include the cost to build and the income?
I think what we're saying is you have some legislators, essentially at this point, some legislators from the UP where this is hitting hard, getting together and saying, look, we need to fix the law. We need to come up with a more consistent way of assessing buildings so that, you know, this doesn't become a huge epidemic where you have businesses across the state, not only big box stores, but, you know, smaller box stores and regular, you know, mom and pop shops all saying, we want a tax cut just like they did. So they're saying, yeah, we need to look into the laws and make it more consistent. And there's another part of this that the big box stores are, there's another method that the big box stores are using. They're looking at, when we say vacant stores, okay, you might have a vacant, say a Menards, and there's another big box store down the street saying, well, we're going to use that as a comp. Well, there's this really convoluted, you know, tax, I don't want to say scheme, but method that they're using. When these big box stores leave a building, they restrict the deed. A deed restriction means that nobody who, you know, could be a competitor can buy this building.
Hmm.
And that further impacts the value of a building.
Sure.
So what we have the legislators saying is we don't want the big box stores or any of these stores restricting deeds and decreasing the value of a building and then turning around and saying, hey, look, there's a comp right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this accusation of essentially self-dealing of the big box stores devaluing properties and then using those properties to get a tax cut.
Senator, Republican Senator Tom Casperson of Escanaba is working with other Republicans and other Democrats as well on some legislation to counteract this trend. Casperson said he expects to introduce a bill soon after the fall legislative session begins in September. Do you know anything about what will be in that bill?
Well, we do know that Indiana passed a bill this summer, and our legislators are looking at what they did. Indiana basically said, look, we don't want any of this, you know, situation where you have big box stores devaluing properties and then using those properties to get a tax cut using restricted deeds. They don't allow that anymore. They passed a law in Indiana. And their law also says that, you know, if a store is vacant for a year, you can't use it as a comp. So they're getting ahead of it. They saw a couple of big box store appeals in Indiana, and they said, well, this could become a problem for our local units of government as far as revenue. So they passed the law, and I know that our legislators are looking at the law that Indiana passed. They won't really tip their hands to say, you know, exactly what they're putting in it, but it's becoming, it's something that's really scaring folks, because I looked in the Michigan Tax Tribunal's dockets, and you have hundreds of these appeals now from places like Walgreens and AutoZone, and just it just exploded the number of appeals that have been filed since these two pivotal cases that were tried in 2014.
Tell us just a little bit more in the time we have left about the Michigan Tax Tribunal and their role in this. They're obviously finding on a pretty regular basis in favor of the dark store approach. Tell us about the Tax Tribunal.
The Michigan Tax Tribunal is essentially our state's tax court. There's five people who are appointed by the governor, and they essentially hear property tax cases, not only property tax cases, but mostly when places, businesses want to appeal their taxes, they can take it directly to the Michigan Tax Tribunal. Most people, regular folks like you and me, will appeal our taxes to our local unit of government, our city or our county or whatever. But, you know, if you're Menards or whomever, you got a huge tax bill, you got, you know, a big property, you can take your case to the Michigan Tax Tribunal and you know, introduce evidence as to why you think your taxes should be lowered. And it's an appointed board. It's tax court. And they are governed by the state of Michigan, you know, laws. But right now, this whole controversy is over whether or not they are properly interpreting the law and whether the law should be changed.
Well, it's a challenging topic to follow, but it's clearly an impactful one. We want to thank Bridge Magazine reporter Chastity Pratt Dawsey about her recent article on big box stores and how their tax appeals can impact small local governments. Chastity, good reporting. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.